It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Justice Department is doing some damage control over the firing of eight U.S. attorneys. As a Senate panel authorizes subpoenas for top White House officials, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is meeting with the remaining U.S. attorneys. He wants to explain what happened. And he's talking about the tug of war between what Washington expects and what prosecutors can deliver. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has been reaching out to federal prosecutors around the country. Yesterday, he held a face-to-face meeting with two U.S. attorneys in St. Louis.
Well, I can really honestly say it's good to be out of Washington.
Gonzalez was in St. Louis to promote a campaign against child sexual exploitation, but he also took time to reassure prosecutors who may have been rattled by the sudden dismissal of their colleagues.
I look forward, quite frankly, to hearing their concerns. I'm going to share my views. Next week, I'll be traveling to different parts of the country and meeting with hopefully all the entire United States attorney community.
The Justice Department says Gonzalez wants to talk with prosecutors about how to balance national priorities with the local challenges in each of their districts. The department hasn't always been so eager to listen. U.S. Attorney Carol Lamb of San Diego, for example, argued that even though illegal firearms are a top Justice Department priority, they're not an overwhelming problem in her district, where gun crimes are adequately handled by local authorities using California's strong gun laws. That argument didn't wash with Lamb's Washington bosses, who cited a lack of gun prosecutions as one reason for her dismissal. Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse complains the firing of Lamb and others was a heavy-handed attempt at centralized control.
What happened in this case sends a signal, really through intimidation by purge, don't quarrel with us any longer.
Senator Whitehouse, who's a former federal prosecutor himself, says no matter how much the Department of Justice wants to call the shots from Washington, it's important for U.S. attorneys to have a measure of freedom.
It's the U.S. attorneys in the field that have to face the judges and juries in their district. And it is not unknown for a wild or misguided idea to come flying out of the Department of Justice. And to have United States attorneys who can respectfully push back and say, you know, that's not such a great idea, is very important.
Prosecutors acknowledge it's up to the Justice Department to set priorities. But former federal prosecutor Richard Rossman notes U.S. attorneys were hard at work around the country for about 100 years before there even was a centralized Justice Department. He says there's always been a natural tension between the two.
When I was United States attorney back in the Eastern District of Michigan, I had thought Washington had too much influence over the U.S. attorneys. And then when I was the number two official in the criminal division in the Clinton administration, I thought the opposite, and often wondered whether it was just which chair I was sitting in was giving me that perspective.
Another former U.S. attorney, Jim Brady, thinks the Justice Department has more central control now than when he was a federal prosecutor in the late 70s. But even so, he says, most U.S. attorneys are not pushovers who will automatically toe the party line.
U.S. attorneys are strong individuals who are from that area, who know that area, who are good lawyers, didn't become U.S. attorneys because they were wallflowers, will have their opinion. And that's exactly what would happen with us.
Brady says it's important to preserve that independence, or an already cynical public may grow even more so.
Every time you seek an indictment, somebody will think, I wonder if the fix was in.
Fixing that impression is one of many challenges now facing Attorney General Gonzalez. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.